Hello, good morning. Time for another STEM information podcast. This week, there's two big things influencing some of the topics that I'm bringing to you. One has to do with what we can call my day job. A lot of you know the podcast and David and I are our passion around promoting diversity in STEM, but we both actually work in STEM. In particularly the technology and IT sector. And the role that I'm in the IT sector is business analysis. And one of the things, and David is actually in project management, and both of those roles are under an umbrella known as knowledge workers. And one of the skills that is really emphasis in this area is critical thinking, strategic thinking, analytical thinking, being able to dissect a problem, get to its root cause, and then find different possible solutions and options, and helping do things like the gap analysis to find the right approach. And then on the project management side, then putting out a both strategic and tactical plan to implement those. So that's in a nutshell what we do. Now, what you might notice is that neither one of us do coding. And again, a lot of people think IT technology, oh, you must do coding. Or if everyone looked at all the various robotic camps, they think we build robots. But what we do in information technology, it's all about moving data. There's what we call business rules, and implementing software and hardware and the infrastructure to process all the data that's going back and forth in every industry. So I've worked in hospital information systems, airline industries. David works a lot in the retail industries, banking, financial, all of these. Think about it. It's data moving back and forth. And we depend on these things. So these are critical roles. And I just want to refresh everyone's memory that we actually work in these fields and very passionate about what we do. We love what we do, and that's why we're advocates for others to come over to STEM. Now, interesting enough, like I said, the other part of what we do with the podcast and also public speaking, and I have a speaking engagement coming up this weekend, thanks to the ladies of Delta Sigma Theta here in Atlanta. I'm going to be speaking with parents about how to raise a student in STEM, how to get them ready for the future, which is going to be proliferated. The whole backbone of our country and every industry is around some form of STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math. Because all of those areas use the critical thinking and the strategic thinking, problem solving. And one of the things that I'm going to say to the parents, so you're going to get a little snippet of that conversation, is many times kids, they don't necessarily see or think that these fields are attractive. What they do see, what they see on television, what fills their, is right in front of them. They do see the entertainers and the actors and the sports figures and the musicians and singers and the rappers. They see them, their lifestyles being flaunted. So now it's hard for parents to come in and be the voice of reason, especially at that age and in the era of be all that you can be, you can be anything. Of all the things they want to be, a lot of times they lean toward what we might call those glamorous type careers, or they're put forth that way. So how do you steer them toward the areas of STEM? Well, clearly, what I'd like to point out, let's look at the people that are at the top of their game in any of those fields. Let's look at the Beyoncés. Let's look at, and we can use Michael Jordan. Let's look at the Mike Tysons. Let's, just go across whatever their area of interest are. If you want to talk rap, let's look at Jay-Z. Let's look at Puff Daddy. or Puff Diddy, depending on, you know, how long you've been following him. But, you know, let's look at the Michael Jacksons. Let's look at the Princes. Regardless, those people who are at the top of their game, those that are killing it, let's be honest, they're strategic in their every move. That's what makes them good business people. They've turned themselves into a brand and an enterprise. So they've outlived just their raw talent of being an actor or actress or even a sports figure, but they've become a brand. And that takes strategic thinking, planning, looking toward the future, being innovative, even disruptive in their field, doing things that others haven't done, being forerunners. And you can say, yes, they can hire people and they can surround themselves with people. But even that takes somewhat of a critical eye and strategic thought process. So, in fact, preparing your children and teaching them this skill set around the whole knowledge worker isn't so that they have to take a corporate job and work in corporate for the rest of their life. They can use that and they can be the corporation. I long ago, before the whole nomenclature about branding him, about, I used to always call me, I'm me incorporated. So I present myself, I have a brand, and now I'm living that legacy of, after working in corporate America and really cutting my teeth and learning and getting my skill set honed, now I've packaged that and I'm an independent contractor. I'm a consultant. So I'm not just talking the talk. I live it. My full-time employment is working for me. And so that's something that, in helping young people understand, is it's the skill sets that you get out of math and problem solving. It's the skill sets you get out of science, where you explore options and understand how things work. Engineering, how you build things and how things come together, and how you design things, how you come up with new things from old things, and taking things to the next level. And of course, technology, information, processing information, how to leverage this technology, how to leverage the next level of innovation and disruption and being a part of it. And let's say you're sitting like a lot of those top stars that we talked about. Their money has to work for them. So what do? They invest it. What do you invest in? You invest in what's next, what's hot, what's innovative. You have to have some level of what you're investing in and understanding what's a scam and what's real. And that you can use your critical thinking for. So, and let alone, just because you send your kids to robotic camp, does that mean they're going to build robots for the rest of their life? Absolutely not. But what does it teach them? Team building skills, how to work with a team, how to take different pieces and parts, how to put them together, and even how to leverage the other talents of their teammates. So these are life skills. Let me be very clear and honest. They're not always taught in school. There is a lot of talk about the education system not keeping up with where the job market and the career and the industries are, even at this moment. And no way are they keeping up with what they're going to be in 5 and 10 years when our kids start coming into the job market. What our schools have been distilled down to is teaching them how to take tests. I've offered to do several teacher professional development type courses. And they've heard of STEM, and their school are starting to use the STEM in their conversation. But at the end of the day, when I've offered to come and meet with them, I more than once, even in the last 2 weeks, have gotten pushback because They tell me how they're getting prepared and to get the students ready for the standardized testing. This week is standardized testing, or next week is standardized testing, and we got to get the kids prepared for standardized testing. So I've seen that firsthand, where the emphasis is more on getting kids to take tests, to get scores, and to get these numbers in a certain range. But when you get to the workplace and teach adults like I do in corporate America, go to various different major companies, teaching adults critical thinking, it's a lot harder when you're older and you're set in your ways and you're set into your patterns of thinking, or set into being told what to do, to suddenly be told, I need you to take this, do a root cause analysis, break it down, do a gap analysis, and offer different solutions. Suddenly, you're asked to do something that over the years is a complete opposite of how your brain has been working. So I've seen it firsthand. I see what's happening in the school systems. I see what's happening as people get older in corporate America, and the industry is demanding them to have more critical and strategic thinking. So the most important thing, I want parents as well as teachers, step back, because you're not going to get everything in the school system. So this is where the extracurricular activities are so important. Help the young people connect the dots between whatever their passion is, whether they want to be an entrepreneur, start their own business, or if they want to be the next Jay-Z or Beyonce or Michael Jordan, then help them connect the dots that they're going to need their strategic critical thinking, their analytical thinking. All right. Well, that's all for today. And continue to stay tuned for more topics in and around science, technology, engineering, art, design, and math. Thank you for supporting Technology Espresso. Visit our new store at colormestem.com. Thanks.
We are stumping for steam, stump, stump, stumping for steam. We are stumping for steam, come be a part of our team. We are stumping for steam, stump, stump, stumping for steam. We are stumping for steam, come be a part of our team. Yeah, get on your feet right now and start stumping for steam. Learn more so you can earn more, come on and join the team. Learn about inventing stuff to make some money, not renting stuff and spending money, counting money, invest money, multiply money. You can make this money, work hard and get the fundamentals. Spend the rest of your life living continental. Math is the key to it all, get educated, that's plain and simple. Science, technology, engineering, and math, let's stump it out. Get to stumping and jumping for steam. Everybody scream, now peace out. We are stumping for steam. Stump, stump, stumping for steam. We are stumping for steam, come be a part of our team. We are stumping for steam. Stump, stump, stumping for steam. We are stumping for steam, come be a part of our team. Yeah.